There are a lot of business people who would love to fly small unmanned aircraft, drones, all over this country, delivering packages, taking photos, but they've got a problem. The law. There is a battle in the courts right now about whether it's legal to fly little drones in the sky and about who exactly owns the air. Here's Steve Henn from our Planet Money team.
This philosophical question goes back before the airplane to English common law. Actually, to the Middle Ages. I never took Latin, but there is a Latin phrase that's relevant here.
You know, I'm not sure I'm even pronouncing this right.
Stuart Banner is a law professor at UCLA.
Cujus est solum, aegis et est usque ad coelum.
Translation, he who owns the soil owns up to the heavens. In England, this was the law of the land for centuries.
The earliest cases involved things like overhanging tree branches, buildings that were built lopsided, so they leaned into the neighbor's airspace and so on.
During the Middle Ages, this worked great, but enter hot air balloons and then airplanes, not so much.
Wouldn't an aviator be trespassing everywhere that he flew?
Banner says during the early days of aviation, there were all sorts of proposals to solve this trespassing problem.
Including, you know, ideas that sound pretty silly in retrospect, like, you know, making airplanes fly above streets.
Imagine if every transcontinental flight had to follow I-80. That wouldn't work. So in 1926, Congress creates what we now call the FAA and declared that the air above the minimum safe altitude of flight is a public domain. Above 500 feet, roughly public property. And for a while, everyone seems okay with this, except there is this one guy who is not okay with it at all. His name, Thomas Lee Cosby.
Yeah, the Cosbys were chicken farmers in North Carolina who were near what was a tiny airport that was barely used.
During World War II, the Army takes over the airport and suddenly big military planes are flying over Cosby's chicken coops all the time.
All the chickens died. They had to give up chicken farming. They had a baby who, you know, couldn't sleep.
So Cosby sues. The case goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and he wins. The court rules landowners might not own the sky to the heavens, but they do still own it up to at least 83 feet. To recap, Congress says above 500 feet, this is a public highway. The air below 83 feet, according to the courts, that belongs to landowners like Cosby. But this decision left a gap. It created unclaimed territory in the air. And it is that territory that pilots of tiny little unmanned aircraft, little drones, have their eyes on.
Paul, that's going to go right over your head, man, if you don't mind.
Meet Cy Brown, drone pilot and kind of a character.
As long as it doesn't go on my head.
There's this video of Cy at a fishing camp where he lures a big old alligator into the dock using his bare toes as bait. And then bops him on the head.
You got him.
Yeah, I popped him right on the nose.
Do it again.
Well, how about we do it with your toes?
Cy is willing to try stuff that wouldn't even occur to most people. Which is honestly how he got into drones. Where he lives in Louisiana, there's this problem. Feral wild pigs. They run around wrecking everyone's crops. They're hard to get rid of. They're hard to find in a field with waist-high rice. But Cy came up with an idea.
You ready?
He took this little remote control airplane, a drone, really, and equipped it with heat-seeking sensors. Then he flies this thing over fields at night. It sends video back to his laptop, the little piggies glow on the screen, and he guides in a buddy with a gun.
Pig, in the tracks with you. There you go, get him, shoot him more.
Even the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, liked Cy's idea. In fact, they wanted to copy it. But when I asked Cy last month if he'd take me hunting, he said no. Turns out his little drone had been grounded. I asked him what was going on and kind of paused. This guy who sticks his bare feet into a bayou and wiggles around his toes to tease an alligator told me I'd have to talk to his attorney, which I did. And it turns out that the Federal Aviation Administration has been sending out cease and desist letters to commercial drone pilots all over the country, threatening big fines for flying little drones. The FAA says for safety reasons, that unclaimed airspace, that is still regulated by them. But this is still an unsettled legal question. Drone pilots are fighting back in federal courts, and guys like Cy are waiting for someone to tell them if or when they can fly. Steve Henn, NPR News.